You're listening to another old-time radio classic on the Boxcars 7-Eleven. Old-time radio pod, where the oldies are still young.
Headquarters. Just a minute, I'll give you the Detective Bureau.
Detective Bureau, Lieutenant Cameron.
This is McGrady, Lieutenant.
Yeah, Mac, what's up?
I'm on the waterfront, Deacon. I think there's something funny going on in the Silverman Warehouse.
The Silverman Warehouse?
Yeah. I just received a big shipment of furs yesterday, and I got a hunch that this bend of the river rats were trying to lift the pelt.
Oh. Have you seen anything?
Yeah. I've seen several guys slipping down toward the wharf. Why don't you drop down and give me a hand?
Okay, Mac. You beat it over to the warehouse and keep an eye on things. I'll pick up a couple of the boys and come right down.
Okay, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir?
Get Brady and Williams. We're going down to the waterfront.
Okay, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir?
Order a squad car to the side door and sit tight for a call. McGrady's expecting trouble at the waterfront.
Yes, sir.
The siren so the gang has a job on for tonight. We won't scare them away.
Yeah, good idea, Lieutenant.
Cut your lights and swing in here.
Okay, sir.
See Mac anywhere about?
No, sir.
Black is pitch down on this pier. Wonder if Ryan Blazer they don't put in a few lights along this place. See him yet?
Not yet, Lieutenant.
Well, maybe he's inside the warehouse. Brady, you and Williams go around the back of the joint. Joe and I'll go in here.
Yes, sir.
And don't make any noise.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Joe.
Jesus, so quiet down here, you can hear them.
What is that?
I tripped over something. Holy smoke. Lieutenant, look.
Nightstick. McGrady's nightstick.
What?
Here's his cap, too.
Maybe something's happened to him, Lieutenant.
Yeah, just what I was thinking. Wait a minute. There's somebody coming out of that warehouse.
Look, he's staggering. Drunk, maybe.
That man isn't drunk. Come on. Oh, that's Mac. Easy, old man. Here. Give me a hand, Joe.
Oh, glad you got here, Lieutenant. Ooh, what a head.
Yeah, nasty cut there. What happened?
Oh, after I phoned you, I came down to the warehouse, and I hear somebody moving around inside. I look around for the old Apple, the watchman, and he's not inside. So I open the door and slip in.
Where was the watchman?
I don't know. I think they got him, too.
Go on. What happened to you?
Well, I heard several men moving in the back part of the building. So I started back and somebody tackled me.
Recognize him?
No, too dark in there.
Huh.
I felt him, though. Big man, over 200. Foreigner, too, I think. He brained me with something and I went out like a light. I just came to.
Lucky they didn't throw you in the water. How'd your cap and nightstick get out here?
I don't know unless they threw him out. Oh, what a head.
We've got a doctor look at that cut. How do you feel?
Okay, except the head.
All right. We'll have a look around inside. Give me a hand of this door.
Yeah.
All right, flash your light around here, Joe. All right, that's better. Yeah, nothing wrong here. Move on toward the back. Maybe we can... Wait a minute. Who's this on the floor?
Well, that's old Apple, the watchman.
Get your light over here, Joe. He's been beaten, too. Raise him up. Not as bad a cut as yours, Mike. Let's see if we can bring him around. Rub his wrist.
Yeah. They must have shot him before I came in.
Yeah, the same guy put you out. What's that?
A cat. Must be Apple.
Oh, he's coming, too. We're officers. What's happened?
My head.
Now, forget about your head and tell us what happened.
The furs. They got the furs.
Who got the furs? Did you see them?
No. I was just rounding the corner when I saw them carrying the boxes out. I yelled at them to stop and somebody hit me.
Well, how many were there?
Oh, about 3 or 4. They were all in the back of the warehouse. I saw them moving out the furs.
Did you recognize any of them?
No, officer. But the man who hit me was a big fellow.
Well, that doesn't help us much. Is your cap here?
No, that is not my cap.
Okay. Well, the boys will get you home. Come on, Mac. We've got something to do.
Broadcast number 29 regarding the fur robbery. We're on the lookout for 20 boxes of furs stolen tonight from the Silverman warehouse. One of the suspects is described as a foreigner, weight over 200. No later, that's all.
See, the boys have the patrols out. How's the head feel, Mike?
Better. That box sure knows his stuff.
And he shook me up so many times you couldn't count him. You're just a young fellow, Mike. You want to be careful about poking your head around into strange warehouses. You did right to call in.
You can bet your boots I'll be more careful next time. Where are you going?
Down in the slums. I know where the fellow bought that cap that we found in the warehouse. We'll go down and see if they can give us some description of him.
Think they can?
Well, the guy who sold this cap owns a small shop down in Spring. He doesn't do a lot of business.
Yeah, but do you think he'll remember selling it?
He should. It's an unusual size. 7 3/4.
The guy who wore it must have had the big head. Think it was bought recently?
I don't know. Well, here we are. We'll find out.
What can I do for you?
Oh, Morris, do you remember me?
Sure, Lieutenant. Always I remember the time you found my lost Becky. Sure. Hey, such a time we had. Mama was weeping and crying and Becky was weeping.
All right, Morris. Now, this is Officer McGrady. Morris Rosenbaum, Max. Morris runs the store.
Hiya.
Hello, Mr. McGrady. I'm pleased to see you. What can I show you today? Now, we have some nice hats.
We're not here to buy a hat, Morris.
No?
No, we're here to find out who bought one. You sold this cap, didn't you?
You got it, no, Lieutenant. All the time I'm selling caps, hats, shoes, shirts, everything.
But this cap has your store label on it.
Well, that's different. Now, wait, let me see.
You got any more like it? Any more in stock?
I'm telling you, Lieutenant, I think we got one more just like it.
I want you to think hard now, Morris. How many of these caps have you sold recently?
Two. One of the caps I sold to... I don't know his name.
What did he look like?
He was a big fellow.
How old a man?
Oh, but he was not an old man. He was a young man, I should say, about 20.
Let's turn out, Mac. I found gray hairs in this cap. We're looking for a man about 40, maybe 50.
Hey, why didn't you say so? I sold that cap to a... Now, let me think. Now, wait, now.
An old man?
Yes, Lieutenant. Oh, about 3 weeks ago. He came rushing in, bought the cap, and then rushing out.
Oh, in a hurry, huh?
Sure. He left his truck in the middle of the street.
His truck?
Sure, in the middle of the street he parked it, and people were honking and tooting and tooting and honking.
Now, wait a minute. How much did he weigh?
Oh, he was a big fellow, like you say.
What kind of a truck was he driving?
It was a coal truck.
A coal truck? Did you see the name?
No, I wasn't looking.
But you say you saw it. You must have seen the name. Now, think.
Thinking.
Was it one of the big companies?
No, I'm telling you, Lieutenant, I wasn't paying no attention. Wait a minute. Lieutenant.
Huh?
Only this morning I seen that same truck.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, and it was a great big truck, and it had a big star on it. That's the Star Coal Company.
Good. Where'd you see it?
I don't know, Lieutenant. I forgot.
Oh, yes, you do. Where were you this morning?
I was down by my brother Benny's delicatessen. Benny was giving me some fine company to and gefilte fish for my lunch.
Oh, I'm not interested in your lunch. Now, where did you see the truck?
Right across the street I seen it. It was parked.
Parked, huh? Maybe he hangs out around that neighborhood. Where's your brother Benny's delicatessen?
751 Market Street.
Okay, thanks, Morris. Come on, Mac. We'll take a look at the Star Coal Company. Maybe we want to buy some coal. Right. Where's the truck and where's the place?
Star Coal Company. Looks innocent enough.
Yeah. Anybody inside?
Can't see anybody from here.
Okay, take off your uniform coat and your cap.
Well, what's the big idea?
Don't argue. Yeah, now roll up your sleeves. Good.
Hey, what are you...
Here, put your gun in your hip pocket. That's it.
Well, what's coming on?
They won't spot you as a cop right away. Now, listen. You walk into that place.
Yeah.
If you think the guy in there is the man you ran into in the dark, flash your gun on him and we'll take him in on this John Doe warrant.
Oh.
If you get into trouble, blow your whistle.
Okay, I'd like to take a poke at the guy who put this bump on my head.
Well, maybe this is your chance. And remember, if you get into trouble, blow your whistle. I'll be right behind you.
Okay, Lieutenant. Just let me get my hands on that guy. Oh, hello, Lieutenant.
Hi.
What are you doing down here?
Oh, just killing time.
Well, take care of yourself.
Okay, thanks.
Paper, mister?
Huh? Oh, yeah, here. Yeah.
Thanks, boss. Hey, Captain, hey, you forgot your chain.
You got it, Mac?
Yeah, but there's another guy in the back room. Get him.
Okay, hold on to that guy. He's Bo Hoffman. We've got a pick on him for a month.
I'll take care of him. Get the one in the back room. He's got a gun.
I'll get him.
Hurry down, drop that gun. All right, I see. Now, I found the furs back here, Mac. Must have been sorting them. All right, buddy, spit them on. Say, haven't I seen you someplace before?
Yeah.
Yeah. I might have known you'd be mixed up on this. Step out here in the next room. Got a surprise for you, Mac. Take a look at who I found hiding in the back.
Well, I'll be a knock-kneed cockroach. Old man Affle, the night watchman.
Police headquarters. Okay, Lieutenant. Hello, Tim. Orders patrol out to 742 Market Street.
Yeah.
And cancel that card on the warehouse job. Lieutenant Cameron just took the men into custody. Police headquarters. Detective Bureau, Captain Stewart.
Captain, this is Joe Baskett. You know Smokey Joe?
Yeah, what's wrong, Joe?
There's a drunk down here in my place. He's afraid to go home. He wants me to call a cop.
Yeah? What's wrong with him?
I don't know. DTs, I guess. This guy looks like a big shot. Maybe he better send one of the boys over.
Okay.
Yes, Captain?
Got a good one for you, Andy. Want you to play nursemaid to a drunk for a few minutes. He's over in Smokey Joe's place, and he's afraid to go home. Wants a police escort, I guess.
Yes, sir. I'll go right over.
Oh, hello, officer. I'm Joe Baskett.
I'm Anderson from headquarters. Where's this
drunk? Yeah, back here in a private room. I'll show you. Yeah, this is the door.
Door's locked from the inside.
This guy's a dummy, if you ask me. Come on, open up. I got your cop for you.
Think anything's happened to him?
He passed out, maybe. Come on, you open up.
Hello, officer.
This him?
Yeah.
What do you want with an officer?
It's all right, officer. I want to go home, that's all.
Well, who's holding you?
I'm not going home alone, officer. I'm scared. Come on. Come on, you go with me.
Wait a minute. What's your name?
Davis. James Davis.
Where'd you live?
127 Wrexham.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know, officer. I don't know. Come on. You go home with me. You'll watch out for me, won't you?
All right. Here's your hat. I got a taxi right outside. Steady there. Open the door, Joe. Oh, here you go. 127 Wrexham, driver. Oh, it's 12:30. As soon as I get you home, I'm going home myself. What's the big idea? Don't it mean anything to be off duty?
Not on this police force. What was the name of that drunk you took home last night?
Darris. No, Davis.
I thought so. First name James?
Yeah.
Where did you take him?
To his home, somewhere on Wrexham.
What time did you take him there?
Oh, I don't know, about 1. It's on the report.
I didn't stop the report. How old a man was he?
A young fellow, about 25 or 6. Why, what's up?
I'll tell you what's up. One James Davis, age 25, was killed shortly after 1 o'clock this morning.
No.
That's the straight dope, Andy. A friend of his found him about 8:30. Commissioner called me at home. I dropped by here on the way over. They identified the man as James Davis, and somehow I connected him with the Davis you took home last night from Smokey Joe's.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. And the guy didn't just have the Willis. He must have really had something to be afraid of.
Get on your clothes, Andy. We're taking the run over to his apartment.
Okay, Captain.
Your phone bill paid?
Yeah.
Good. I'll call headquarters for a car while you're dressing. Hello? In the police headquarters. Don't take all day, Andy.
All right.
Hello? Mike? Stuart? Send a squad car to pick me up at Anderson's apartment and hold everybody off that Davis case till I get there. This the house?
Yeah. Same place I took him last night.
All right, Mac. All right, stand back. Open up here. Stay outside and keep this mob back, Devlin.
Okay, sir. All right, get back, you rubberneck.
Come on, Andy. Shut the door. Now, which way?
Second room here.
All right, boys, I'll take charge.
Ah, that's him all right, Captain. Dressed just like I left him. I got that dressing robe out of his closet.
This .45 he's got in his hand, you gave him that too?
Why, no, sir.
Where did he get it?
Don't know, Captain. He didn't have it when I left, it's a cinch.
This desk, was it ransacked like this when you left?
Well, no, sir, the room was real neat. That water pitcher wasn't broken either.
I guess not. That water pitcher was used to kill him. Look, that pitcher is heavy enough to crack an elephant skull.
Hey, don't pick it up!
It's probably full of prints.
Oh, yes, sir.
Looks like his pocket's been rifled, too. Look at this.
Poker chip?
Yeah. Here's another one. What did this guy say to you on the way home?
Oh, nothing much. He was pretty crock.
Say what he was scared of?
No, sir.
Did Smokey Joe say what he was scared of?
No, sir.
Know where this poker chip came from?
No, sir.
You're a great help, aren't you? If you ask me, Davis made a big winning in some joint tonight, and someone who saw him do it followed him home and bumped him off.
By heck, you're right, Captain. You know, all the way home, this drunk kept muttering, thought they'd take me for a ride, huh? Well, I showed him. I took him for a ride myself.
Well, why didn't you tell me that the first time?
Didn't think of it, Captain. Too sleepy, I reckon.
Think of anything else?
No, sir.
All right, Ed, send in the photographers.
Yes.
Get that broken picture for Prince Murphy.
Yes.
All right, boys, back out of the way.
Here, wait a minute, Captain. Look at this.
Well, I'll be...
I want to see Joe.
Hello. Who is calling, please?
All right, don't try to be funny.
Mr. Biscoe, she's not in.
Don't give me that. All right, now where is he?
Where to? Oh, it's the officer. It's all right, Uncle. Come in, Mr. Anderson's the name, ain't it?
Yeah.
Have a chair.
Thanks.
Smoke?
Nope.
And now what can I do for you, Mr. Anderson?
We want you to help us, Joe.
Sure, you know how I feel about you boys. Anything you want, the sky's the limit. You know me.
Good. You remember that drunk you called me to take away last night?
Yeah, sure.
Somebody bumped him off about 10 or 15 minutes after I took him home.
Huh?
I say somebody bumped him off about 10 or 15 minutes after I took him home.
Well, what do you know? Then the guy wasn't buggy. Someone was after him.
Yeah. And I think with your help, I can find out who it was.
Oh, yeah? Well, why me?
Because the guy was in your place, Joe.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I never set eyes on him before.
How long had he been there?
Oh, not long. About 30 minutes, maybe longer.
Hmm. Was he drunk when he came in?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
I wasn't paying much attention to him. He went back to the private room and ordered a bottle and some sandwiches.
I see. Say where he'd been?
No, I didn't talk to him.
Hmm. Was he alone all the time he was there?
As far as I know, I didn't take much notice of him.
When did you first take notice of him, Joe?
When one of the waiters called me in and told me that he had the door locked from the inside.
What'd you do?
Well, I went back to the door and asked him what was wrong. He said he was scared and told me to call a cop. I tried to talk him out of it, but he wouldn't open the door till I called you.
Did he say what he was scared of?
No, he wouldn't say a word.
Maybe he saw somebody he was afraid of.
Yeah, maybe so.
I wish you'd tell me the truth, Joe.
The truth?
Sure, it wouldn't hurt you.
What do you mean? You think I bumped him?
Did I say that, Joe?
No, but...
I know you don't like to have it made public, Joe, but you run a set of games back at your place, don't you?
Sure, but it's just a social club, that's all. You can't pin nothing else on me.
I'm not here on a gambling charge, Joe. I'm just trying to get you to help me discover who killed the guy.
Oh, okay.
That's why I want you to tell me the truth.
I've told you the truth.
Yes, but not all of it. Now, listen. I found out that Davis, that was the man's name, was playing the wheel in your social club last night, right?
Yeah.
I also found out that he hit the bank to the tune of 10,000 smackers.
How'd you find that out?
That's my own business right now, Joe. Somebody saw him clean the bank and followed him home.
You can't hold that against my place.
I'm not trying to. Whoever followed him home after I left went through his rooms for the 10 grand. Davis woke up, reached for a gun, and somebody gave him the works.
So what?
I want you to tell me who it was.
I don't know who it was.
Yes, you do, Joe.
What makes you think that?
Because you did it, Joe.
I did it? Why, you...
No, I know you don't. Stick him up, Joe. You too, Oku. Drop that gun. I've known you were behind that curtain ever since I've been here.
I'll get you for this, you dumb flatfoot. You ain't got nothing on me.
Oh, no? I've got enough to hang you.
Why, what?
Listen, you. We found a blue chip, a blue poker chip in Davis's pocket. That chip had some queer scratches on it. I took it and tried it in your chip machine, and it fit exactly.
There's a lot
of... Don't interrupt me. I pried my way into your office and discovered that Davis had cleaned you to the tune of 10 grand. You didn't like it. You heard Davis give me the number of his house, so you decided to get your 10 grand back.
But how do you...
How do I know you did it?
Yeah.
Because years ago, Joe, when my dad was on this force, they brought you in on a fight charge. It seems you nearly killed a man. After that, in two other fights in your joint, you invariably chose the same weapon... A water pitcher.
You phony copper! You can't convict me on that evidence!
No. But you see, Joe, you very conveniently helped me. When you bent over Davis to search him, your fountain pen slipped from your pocket. And, Joe, I'm awfully sorry, but that pen had your name on it.
Police headquarters. Okay, Andy. Hello, Captain. Cancel your card on the Davis killing. Andy just got a confession from Smokey Joe Beskus. Police headquarters.